This is the Composer's Datebook for February 16th. I'm John Zeck. Today's date marks the birthday in 1938 of the American composer John Corigliano, and also in 2005 of the premiere performance of his Third Symphony, a work scored for large wind ensemble. The premiere was given in Austin, Texas, by the University of Texas Wind Ensemble, led by Jerry F. Junkin. Corigliano titled his new symphony Circus Maximus and offered this explanation. The Circus Maximus of ancient Rome was a real place, the largest arena in the world. It entertained over 300,000 spectators daily for nearly 1,000 years. Chariot races, hunts, and battles satisfied the Roman public's need for grander and wilder amusements as the empire declined. The parallels between the high decadence of Rome and our present time are obvious. Entertainment dominates our culture, and ever more extreme reality shows dominate our entertainment. Many of us have become bemused by the violence and humiliation that flood the 500-plus channels of our television screens, as those mobs of Imperial Rome who consider the devouring of human beings by starving lions just another Sunday show. In performance, Corigliano asks that a huge array of brass, wind, and percussion surround the audience on all sides. As brass instruments roar and cheer all around them, the audience is meant to feel more like the watched than the watchers, and Corigliano ends the work with a bang, literally, as a shotgun blast provides the symphony's final exclamation point. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, with funds provided by the College Band Directors National Association, reminding you that all music was once new.